V. We are your source for reports and discussion for all things anime and fan conventions. I'm Elizabeth O'Malley. This is our March feedback episode. Every month we take an episode to go through your comments and answer your questions and give back to you, our awesome viewers. And so we're going to start off with our fans on YouTube. Yay, YouTube. I spent way too much time watching YouTube. Alright, so in response to our Rewind episode on panel scheduling, Foxy Grandpa says, "Haha, you look so much older now." Thanks, Grandpa. I mean, whatever. Alright, so Gasper Heller responded to Doug and last month's feedback episode saying, "Hi, Doug! I'll totally say hi if I see you in Anime Boston. Also, that Patrick ending, lol." Yeah, that Patrick ending. I'll be in Anime Boston. If you see us, say hi. Patrick and Doug are staffing, and me and Sketch and Chiva will be doing costuming stuff. I will be doing a con report, so I'll be if you see me walking around a microphone and want to be in an episode, let me know, and I'll ask you how you're enjoying your con, so start prepping your answer now. Alright, K-pop Addict responded to my Swing Patterns episode from Season 6. "I have to make 5 characters, so thank you." This person responded on another Cosplay Help episode saying they're a new subscriber, so welcome, thank you. I'm glad that this was helpful. I know Swing Patterns can be kind of intimidating. So, if you have any specific questions, send them to the podcast. All our contact info is at the end, or you can reach out to us on social media. And if there's an episode, cosplay episode, that you have an idea for, if there's something you want to see, totally let us know, and we'll put it together for you. If it's something we're not familiar with, then we'll find someone who is, and we will sucker them with pizza and beer and have them join a podcast episode. It'd be tons of fun. Alright, so on Twitter, Melissa McCommon had this to say about our 200th episode, behind the scenes 200th episode. "Love this week's episode of AnimeCons TV. Awesome getting to see some behind the scenes content. Super excited for Et Svetlania's Artist Alley vid." Thanks, Melissa. Alright, email. We got an email from Jake. "Greetings. I've been hearing a lot of discussion over the past few months about fair use and how many artists are getting a lot of pushback from the copyright holders. It's made me think about AMVs and their position at conventions as well as YouTube among other places." I cannot read today. "In a lot of ways, AMVs have become a cornerstone of many conventions." That is true. "What's to stop Funimation or any other licensor from issuing a cease and desist if an AMV contains any other content at a con? Thank you for your time, Jake." So this has always been a thing, and I'm not a lawyer. I really don't know anything about copyright law other than, in my work, I do marketing for my day job, and, I can't take Funimation stuff or anybody's stuff that's copyrighted and use it in any of my marketing, because that would be bad. Because I'm trying to get business for my company to make money, and so I can't use copyrights, trademarks, blah, blah, blah. For AMVs, it's tricky, and I really don't know. I don't know if there's anything to stop them other than the fact that there would be fan backlash. And it's not just the anime companies, it's also the music holders for the music that's used. I remember a long time ago, 2007, that's a long time ago now. The record company that had Evanescence had everything on animemusicvideos.org and anything that was on YouTube. I think this was before AMVs became really big on YouTube. Everything pulled. And this was a lot. Because that Bring Me a Life song just has AMV written all over it, right? You probably saw dozens of them with that song. This is my opinion, and I could be totally wrong, and but I think AMVs can be a positive for a show and also for a song. For example, around that time, there was a really awesome AMV that someone made to Princess Tutu. I'd never seen Princess Tutu, never heard of Princess Tutu, but I watched Princess Tutu because of that music video, and I know other people who had. I think she was another one. So it can bring attention to a show that maybe someone hasn't even seen or heard of. Same with the song. It can bring attention to a song someone hasn't heard or seen of, but it's possible. It could be a total violation of the copyright, and there is nothing stopping from these companies from doing it. But would they? I don't know. I mean, there's been backlash about this, about copyrights before, so I don't want to get too into it because I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to say anything that I don't know what I'm talking about. There are articles out there on the interwebs about copyright in fandom and anime fandom, so I would recommend checking, seeing what you can find on those. So that's the best I can do. I'm gonna move on. Alright, so we got an email from our friend James the Dark Kiba. Hey James. He says, "Dear AnimeCons TV, hello to you all and congratulations on 200 episodes. Wow! You guys have been around for a long time and I hope that you guys go for another 200. That would be pretty cool. I'm here today to ask you a question that I hope you all can answer. What smaller anime conventions do you recommend that I attend? You have been speaking a lot about these as of late, and now I'm curious. I have finally put together my list of anime cons that I want to go to, and Kraken Con is on it, thanks to Patrick's con report from last year on the USS Hornet. I would like to add more of these smaller conventions, but which ones? Any suggestions?" Next. There we go. Please give thanks to Svetlana for her videos on Artist Alley, as the two websites she mentioned looked helpful and cool. Plus, her personal banner looked cool too. Speaking of which, thanks to Patrick for his video on making videos. It was a neat episode. Before we end, I'd like to request that you guys do a video on making AMVs. I love AMVs and would like to make my own someday. Till next time, this is your loyal follower, friend, and lover of all things Japanese anime. Sincerely, James the Dark Kiba. P.S. Patrick was right that more cons should do special locations for their conventions as KrakenCon did on the aircraft carrier. So the thing is with small conventions, I think they're not like really big destination pulls like an Anime Expo or Otakon or even Anime Boston is. So I would recommend seeing what's in your area. I'm trying to remember if you're New Englander or not. But my recommendations for the New England area are Baccarat Zoukan up in Burlington, Vermont, even though I only have went in 2007 was the only area. 2008? Maybe it was 2008? Okay, I don't remember. That one was really fun. Burlington is an awesome small city way up in Vermont. It's in the fall, so it is pretty foliage and stuff. And it was a great little small con. Just so many nice people and well run, and I liked it a lot. I would also check out New England and Pennsylvania. I really liked when we went to Zenkai Con a few years ago, and I know Doug went again recently. I don't know how exactly small they are. They're definitely smaller than the big ones out there. They moved, since I last went, I know Doug went when they moved to Lancaster. I'm not 100% sure if they're still in that exact location, but they're still in that area. That was a good con to check out. For comic book shows, I really like Granite Con up in New Hampshire. It's in Manchester. That's a pretty cool comic book show. It's been run for a long time. They have good guests that they bring in, a good amount of vendors, and those would be my recommendations, I think, at least for this northeast area, New England area. I feel like there's one that's like I really like and I can't think of it. I don't know if it's small, because like Aurigia's pushing like 4,000 people now, but Aurigia's a really cool sci-fi con that I love. It's in January every year in Boston, and I would check out that one too. I don't know how small that really is anymore. So thanks to Svetlana for her video. Her banner definitely was really cool. And yeah, Patrick's episode was really cool about making videos. So AMVs, well, let's just put that on Jiva, because she's the AMV person. I love AMVs too. I wish I had more time to make them, because I really do like video editing and that type of stuff. I'm just like so lazy when it comes to like ripping the footage. And that's like, it's like sewing. Like the worst part is cutting the fabric, which is the first step. And the worst part of making AMVs, because I was really into it like in 2007, 2008. I had a friend who was really good at it. That's the first step, and it was the worst step. So it's just like I never got around to it. My thing about AMVs is, if you're doing an AMV, right? So in music, there's a downbeat of music. So all music has it, and I think when you're changing, doing a cut scene, cutting from scene to scene, however you do it, try and get it, like, on that downbeat. Not necessarily the first downbeat of a phrase, but, like, don't do it, like, randomly unless it makes sense with music. Do it makes sense with music, because I watch AMVs, and then they'll, like, jarringly change a scene at a weird spot. I don't know if their footage was long enough, or they didn't want to get it together, but I feel like, you know, you have your downbeats, so it's a four, so like 1, 2, 3, 4, that's where your change should be. Not at like 1, 2, change, that would be weird. Unless there's something there, like a cymbal crush or whatever. As a band nerd, I feel like stuff that doesn't change on that downbeat is weird. And I could just be talking nonsense right now and that AMV makers are like, no, that's dumb advice. For me, like, when something changes randomly in the middle of a measure or a phrase, I'm just like, that was weird. So that's my really short AMV advice. We will have Shiva do a video on AMVs. She did one, like, way back in, like, the first season, I think. I think it was Ripping, though. I don't remember if we've done another one since then on actual the making of AMVs and advice. So, yeah, we'll get on her on that, because we all love AMVs, too. She's the expert. All right, so we got a voicemail. Let's play our voicemail. Go.
Hey, Anime Cons TV. I'll let you figure out who this is. Sounds like a good time to call and say, oh my gosh, your work is really good.
Thank you.
It's getting better all the time, too. I love the last few episodes you guys have done. Sven, thanks for doing stuff, too. That's just amazing. And then I have one other thing for the people watching.
Well, that was obviously the movie phone guy, and I don't know where he went. He said he was going to send us another voicemail, but by the time I filmed this, we didn't get it. So, next month, we'll accept telling us how awesome we do again. So, yeah. So now we're going to take a look at anime cons that are coming up through May 2016, as found on animecons.com. Anime Cons TV. Next week, no episode, sorry. we're taking a week off, as we do every year around this time, because we'll be in Anime Boston and going right through Sunday night, which means no time to prep an episode to get up on Monday. So we take this week off. We'll be returning in 2 weeks with my report on Anime Boston. So if you see me there, please say hi and maybe you'll end up in the episode, which would be pretty cool. Then Patrick will be reporting with the Twit TV crew from Steve Wozniak's new Silicon Valley Comic Con, so I can't wait to see that. It should be pretty exciting. And I'll have a report from Movie Phone Guy on Bangor Toy and Comic Con, which I heard is a really great show, way up in Bangor, Maine. And then there's a solid month of con reports next month, which is super cool. So if you want to be in on a future episode of AnimeCons TV, leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUATE, 762-233-7828. It is not just Movie Phone's personal call-in line to us. Anyone can call in and Leave us a message, and you can also text us. I don't know if it takes pictures, but if you want to text us something cool you see at a con, use that phone number. Or you can send an email to podcast@amycons.tv, and we will read it, just like I read some emails earlier. Tell your friends, subscribe. If you haven't subscribed yet, you do so too. AnimeCons TV can be found on iTunes. It's like right there and I can't read. So subscribe on iTunes, itunes.animecons.tv, or on YouTube, youtube.com/c/animecons TV, or watch on our site, animecons.tv, and you can find us on Twitter and on Facebook. And now we're on Instagram, so we're going to post cool pictures at cons on our Instagram and behind the scenes as we get ready for episodes and all that fun stuff. So next week, Anime Boston, it's our hometown con, so we'll be there. And again, if you see us, say hi. So until my report in 2 weeks, I'll see you guys then. Bye. Hey everybody, this is Anime Cons TV, where you're your source for stuff. Woo! I had to sneeze. Why can't I sneeze so I can get the rest of this done?